I think that we live in the greatest city in America. And I think one of the reasons that is true is that our fathers and our grandfathers came from everywhere in the world. They came to this bleak city to forge your steel, dig your coal, dig your ditches. And when they were finished, a thriving metropolis stood called Chicago. Disaster struck by some strange, small twist of fate. This glorious city was reduced to smoldering kindness. But was Chicago willing to blow away?
No.
Was it?
No.
No, my friend.
Our fathers and grandfathers were made with more guts and heart than that. And like a phoenix, this city rose from the ashes to fulfill a new destiny. Well, I arrived in Chicago, like my father did, to Ellis Island in 1878. I was broke, but I was lucky. I got a job in the slaughterhouse, and I worked nonstop for 48 hours. And when I was through, my boss handed me $2.50. And he said, "I'm sorry, I wish it could be more." And I said, "More? Friend, you just handed me a walk in the park with a new pair of shoes." And I walked out into this crazy, wild piece of real estate, and I was free. I said to myself, "I am a free man. And let me assure you, there are people in this world that are not free. They are not free like us to dream the big dreams in the city of the big shoulders." And that's why I've dedicated my life and this magazine to fulfill the destiny that Chicago is sure to fulfill. Because if we work together, nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop us from making us as proud of our children and our children's children as we are of our poor and hungry ancestors. And by honoring me today, you honor them. And for that, I'm very grateful.